I will say to my soul, Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry. But God said to me, You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich toward God. We in this life live a very tenuous existence. We live and we die so very easily. We're here one day and gone the next. We can build up treasures in this life. We can collect stuff until we have so much that we don't know what to do with it all. I don't know about you, but I have too much stuff. If you go through the parsonage, you'll see too much stuff packed into closets and put in corners of rooms. Too much stuff, more stuff than I'll ever need or ever be able to use. Most of us are just like that. We collect stuff. We're pack rats. We don't want to get rid of anything, for we're afraid we might need it. My grandmother has a collection of angels. She has over 1,000 angels that she puts on a shelf and she looks at and she smiles. It's her collection. I have a friend who collects stamps, little squares with sticky stuff on the back and pictures on the front with numbers. I think he's crazy, frankly, but he loves to collect these stamps and research the stamps and go and find the stamps and buy the stamps sometimes for 10, 20, 30, 50, 1,000 times what they're worth on the surface. And he'll put them in the book and he'll write up about each stamp and where he got it from and how much he paid for it. Then he'll close the stamp book and put it on a shelf. My dad had tons of tools, more tools than he could possibly ever use. We're going to have to go through them all one of these days. He had tools for working on cars. He had tools for working on wood. He had tools for electronic work. He had tools for yard work. He had tools, 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 tools. He collected tools. I collect books. You ever been in my office? You know. I have more books than I could ever possibly need. And I'm always collecting more. If you have a book, give it to me. I love them. I collect books. We all have stuff. Sometimes too much stuff. And like the man in this story, he had so much stuff, he's going to have to tear down his barns and build bigger barns to hold more of his stuff. So, I've got so much stuff, I've got enough stuff for years and years and years. Let's eat, drink, and have a party. And God says to him, You fool, this very day, your soul is being demanded of you. That Greek word psuche is a powerful one. It means self, it means life, it means the very center of who and what you are. Hence, soul. That's a good translation. Soul. Your soul is being demanded of you. You may think you have great treasures. You may think you have wonderful stuff. You may think you have more stuff than you know what to do with. Indeed, you probably have more stuff than you know what to do with. But guess what? That stuff isn't going to save you. That stuff isn't going to help you. That stuff is going to be useless to you when God comes to collect your soul. Where is your treasure banked? Is your treasure banked in the stuff of this life? In the cars, houses, boats, books, stamps, tools, collections of figurines, clothes, photographs, records, CDs, DVDs, computers, games, stuff. Is your treasure banked in your stuff? Most of us, if we're honest, would have to say yes. We bank so much of our time, our talents, our gifts, and our service. We bank so much of our attention, our thinking, our living and breathing. We bank so much of who and what we are in our stuff. Just take a look at how you spend just your time and your attention. What are you thinking about most of the time? That's a good question. Whatever you're thinking about most of the time, that tends to be where your treasure is located. What do you find yourself doing most of the time? Whatever you find yourself doing, that's where your treasure is located. How do you spend your money? Wherever and however you spend most of your money, that's where your treasure is located. Well, that starts to meddle a little bit, doesn't it? But it's a fact. Most of us bank our treasure in our stuff, in ourselves, in the stuff of this life, in the stuff that we have collected, in all the stuff that we have piled up, pile upon pile, box upon box, in closet upon closet. Indeed, some of us need to tear down our closets and build bigger closets to hold more stuff because we have too much stuff. Our treasure is banked in our stuff and not in Jesus. Where is your treasure banked? As a Christian, as a follower of Jesus Christ, as a disciple of the Lord, where is your treasure banked? Is it banked in the stuff of this life? Or is it banked in Jesus? You see, all the stuff that we have, everything we have, everything we own, everything we are, comes from God. It's all a gift of God. We may think we have earned it. We may think we have built it by the sweat of our brow. But in truth, in point of fact, everything we have and everything we are comes directly from God. It's the basic essence of what we learned about last week in the Lord's Prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. Everything that we have, our daily bread, comes from God. God gives us all that we have and all our ability, both mental and physical, to gain more. He gave it to us. You see, before I'm thought of as beating too much on stuff, I like stuff. I've got a lot of stuff. Stuff is good for this life, but this stuff in this life won't see us into the next. This stuff in this life is necessary for now, but my friends, if your entire life is built around collecting more and more stuff, then my friends, it's dead. It's gone. We are poor. If our living is about collecting stuff for this life, then no matter how rich we may be in dollars and stuff, we are poor when it comes to God. Where is our treasure banked? Where do we bank our treasure? That's what the table of the Lord is about. In the Holy Eucharist, we are reminded again and again that our only true source of supply, our only true means of grace, our only true access to the unending source of nourishment, joy, and happiness is Jesus Christ our Lord. We may think that our stuff will enable us to eat and drink and be merry. We may think that our stuff may allow us to have a good time, to have a party, to enjoy life. But my friends, if we have only stuff and no Jesus, then my friends, we cannot party. We don't know the meaning of the term rejoice and give thanks. If all we have is stuff and no Jesus, if our treasure is banked in this life and in stuff and not in Jesus, then we are poverty stricken. The table of the Lord teaches us that it is through Jesus, in Jesus, by Jesus, or as the liturgy says, by Christ and with Christ and in Christ. It is in Jesus Christ our Lord, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by Jesus Christ our Lord, that we have all that we are and all that we ever will be. If we're banking our treasure in Him, then the return is eternal. If we're banking our treasure in the stuff of this life, then when we die, when God comes collecting our souls, we will be very poor indeed. Where is your treasure banked? Is it banked in the body of Christ? Is it banked in the means of grace? Is it banked in the real presence of Jesus in the sacrament of Holy Communion? Is it banked in the grace of Jesus Christ that comes to us through the sacrament of Holy Baptism? Is it banked in the Word of God that comes to us through the Scriptures? Is it banked in the presence of God that we receive in prayer? Is it banked in the worship of God? Is it banked in the service of God? Is it banked in the giving to God and to others? Is it banked in Jesus Christ our Lord, or is it banked in yourself? Is it banked in God, or is it banked in yourself? If it's banked in God, then we are truly wealthy. We are truly rich toward God. Or as Paul said in his letter to the Colossians so beautifully this morning, he wrote, "Seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Him in glory." Did you notice the tense that was being used here? Did you see and hear that tense that Paul used here? "For you have died. Your soul has already been collected." What good does stuff do you? It does you no good eternally. If your treasure is banked in your stuff, then when God comes collecting your soul, you're poverty stricken. But if your treasure is banked in Jesus, if your treasure is banked in the means of grace, if your treasure is banked in God, then you are truly wealthy. At the table of the Lord, we receive the grace of God. It's just bread and it's just wine, and it's a very simple, basic meal. It was the basic meal of the ancient world. It's not an extravagant meal. It's the basics of life. Through the eating of the bread and the drinking of the cup, when we come with faith, our faith focused on the real presence of Jesus, our faith focused upon Him who came and lived and died for us, when our faith is focused on Christ as we eat and as we drink, we receive into ourselves anew and afresh and again the real presence of Jesus, His body, His blood, His spiritual, powerful life that transforms our dead stuff into eternal fortune. When we come to the table of the Lord, when we read the Holy Scriptures, when we pray, when we worship together, when we experience all the glorious means of grace the church has in store and has taught us to enjoy, when we partake of the means of grace, we receive the eternal sustenance that will see us through this life and into the next. All that stuff is dead and it won't help us. But this stuff, God's stuff, the eternal stuff, the bread and the wine, the holy word, the prayers, the worship, the service, it all is fuel for eternal life. We can't do anything without the real presence of Jesus fueling our service. We can't do social justice ministries, give a cup of water to a thirsty person, give food to the poor, give clothing to the naked, give housing to the homeless. We can't serve anybody. We can't do anything in Jesus' name if we do not have Jesus in us, living in us. If our treasure is not banked in Him, we are poor, and all that we do is simply works. And it won't help us. If the church is truly going to be doing the will of God, the good of God, the work of God, if the church is going to be the hands and the feet, the eyes and the ears, the lips of Jesus in this world, then we have to be receiving Jesus into our lives again and again. And we do that through the means of grace. That's why the concept of sacramental theology is so important to me. It's not just because I did a doctoral dissertation in the subject, it's because without the fuel of eternal life, we will eventually die. Spiritually, physically, temporally, and eternally. But with the fuel, with the means of grace, with the Holy Word, with the prayer life, with the worship life, with the fellowshipping together, with the remembrance of our baptisms, with the Holy Eucharist, the bread and the wine, with the many means of grace, we have fuel for eternal life. Where is your treasure banked? Is it banked in the stuff of this life? Or is it banked in the stuff of eternal life? If you're here today, worshiping today, praying today, reading and studying the Word today, listening to the Word proclaimed today, receiving the means of grace in the Holy Eucharist today, then you are banking your treasure in Jesus. God will not say fool to you if you bank your treasure in Jesus. Give thanks and praise to God that we have this eternal food, this bread and this wine in Holy Eucharist, that we have this eternal Word in the Holy Scriptures which we read and study, proclaim, and live, that we have this glorious gift of prayer and fellowship and service and giving, that we have the many means of grace which feed us, nourish us, strengthen us, teach us, lead us and guide us in this life and into the next. Is your treasure banked in your stuff here on earth? Or is your treasure banked in the real presence of Jesus Christ your Lord? That's the question today. That's the question I invite you to consider as you come forward and receive this sacrament and kneel and pray. Where is your treasure banked? Is it banked in your stuff or is it banked in Jesus? If it's banked in your stuff, here's an opportunity to change bankers.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2007 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information, or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.